Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the face for America's farmers and ranchers. Back on that in just a moment. Producers Cooperative Oil Mill has been providing high-quality cottonseed products since 1944. Home offices in Oklahoma City, where they serve clients nationally with cottonseed oil, cottonseed meal, cottonseed hulls, linters, and whole cottonseed. In recent years, they've made investments in the winter canola industry in the Southern Plains, helping it develop and thrive. For more information, contact Gene Newens at 405-232-7555. PCOM, proud sponsors of our daily email.
Pawnee Bill's original Wild West Show performs Saturday, June 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Come early and see the traditional Wild West Show parade through downtown Pawnee at 4 and the grand entry to the Pawnee Bill's Wild West Show at 7:30. Ranch Side and Museum opens at 11, entertainment on the hill at 2:30 p.m., and optional barbecue dinner from 5 to 7. Tickets are available at the Pawnee Bill Ranch Museum. Order in advance by calling 918-762-2513. Pawnee Bill's original Wild West Show, the last three Saturdays in June.
This last week at the close of the Food Dialogues that was held out in Los Angeles, California, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance unveiled an effort to help put a real face on agriculture. The Faces of Farming and Ranching is an effort by the Alliance to identify potential spokespersons for farmers and ranchers across the country.
We really feel that that's important because of all of our research, and our data tells us that consumers really do not have that ability to connect with the real person that's producing their food. So this is one of those efforts as a first step of identifying the right people, and an exhaustive process we'll go through between now and January to do so.
That's Forrest Roberts, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Chair of the USFRA's Communications Advisory Council. Forrest tells us that once these faces are identified, they'll play a critical role in continuing the dialogue about food.
We're focused on influencing the influencers. So these top-tier food influencers, we're able to connect them with the faces of farming and ranching because our research indicates that they have incredible marks when we look at what our data says about the believability, their credibility, their integrity. But a lot of the farming and ranching practices, if you will, we want to be able to close that gap through creating a dialogue with these influencers and really being able to talk openly about what farmers and ranchers do every day.
Forrest Roberts tells us that research done by the Alliance has found that the public has a largely favorable impression of farmers and ranchers, but not necessarily of farming and ranching. He says the Faces of Farming and Ranching effort will help overcome that perception gap between who consumers think ranchers, for example, are and what they think ranchers actually do.
It will really help us shine a light on the heart, the personalities, and the values that these folks have in a way that we think will be incredibly meaningful to consumer influencers.
Forrest Roberts tells us that the process of identifying those faces to continue this dialogue is now underway at the website fooddialogues.com.
Between now and September the 8th, we're going to have farmers and ranchers be nominated by individual organizations or themselves go on to our fooddialogues.com website and be able to engage with us around why they would be a potential candidate. We will go through an exhaustive interview process to be able to get down to that, say, five candidates here by the end of the year that in January we would launch with them.
Entries will be accepted online through the 8th of September. They'll have some finalists later this fall, and the actual faces of farming and ranching will be announced in early January. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.